Well, in today's episode, we are going to talk about Form GSTR1. SAGINFOTECH GSTR1 blog is providing all useful information. So let's start. The GSTR1 form is a return form for the regular taxpayers who have to file details of outward supplies on every 11th of next month for those who cross the turnover more than 1.5 crores annually. The taxpayers who are under the threshold limit to 1.5 crores will have to file quarterly return. Salient features of GSTR1 return form. The form GSTR1 is filed by all the registered taxpayers to fill outward supply details of business irrespective of whether the transaction was done or not in a month. It should be filled by 11th of the next month of which the return has to be filed. The invoice's details need to be filled in prescribed fields. The outward supplies include supplies to an unregistered person, registered person, exempted and exports, received advances and non-GST supplies. Who should file GSTR1? All the registered taxpayers need to file the return except input service distributors, composition dealers, non-resident taxable person, taxpayers liable to collect TCS, taxpayers liable to deduct TDS, suppliers avoider, online information and database access or retrieval. Avoid common errors while filing GSTR1. CHSN errors. Expected errors regarding composition scheme. Registered under composition scheme in August month. You are not subject to file the GSTR1 form for July month. Registering under the composition scheme in an account of 1st October? You require not to furnish the GSTR1 form for July month. Procedure of filing GSTR1. The return form GSTR1 includes a total of 13 sections, but all these sections are not necessary to be filled and will be pre-filled. Some of the details of sections in GSTR1 form are Part 1 to Part 3, Outward Supplies Table Details. GSTN, as allotted by the government, the GST identification number is based on PAN and is a 15-digit long goods and services taxpayer identification number. It is to be noted that the GSTN is auto-filled in every return filing of the taxpayer. Part 4, Taxable Outward Supplies Made to Registered Persons Other than Supplies. 4A Regarding Normal Taxable Supplies Except Included in 4B and 4C. 4B All the supplies under reverse charge mechanism should be included rate-wise here. 4C Supplies done by e-commerce operators regarding the collection of tax at source should be furnished operator-wise and rate-wise. Part 5, All the details regarding outward interstate supplies to the unregistered individuals in which the invoice value exceeds 2 Indian rupees and 50 paise lakh. Part 6, All the zero-rated supplies and all deemed exports. The section will assume all the zero-rated supplies, deemed exports, supply has done to the SEZ, EUS, exports. The table will be furnished with all the details of supplies invoice-wise and rate-wise to corresponding out-of-India exports in 6A, outward supplies to SEZ developer, and supplies attracting deemed exports in 6C. Part 7, Taxable supplies to unregistered person, net of debit and credit note. All the items in taxable supply accountability sold to an unregistered dealer will be coming into this section. Part 8, All the nil-rated, exempted and non-GST outward supplies. Supplies whether exempted, nil-rated or non-GST items which are not included in the sections above will be detailed here in this section. This includes the separate details of interstate supplies, intrastate supplies to a registered, unregistered person. Part 9, All the amendments to the taxable outward supplies to an unregistered individual, for current tax period. All the amendments to outward taxable supplies details and the returns furnished for the previous tax intervals. Details of every other amendment in outward supply from earlier tax periods have to be reported under this section, while any amendment in debit or credit note also requires being included in this section. Any changes in Table 3, Table 4 and Table 6 from previous returns should be included here. The table should be furnished as Part 10, all the amendments to the taxable outward supplies to an unregistered individual furnished previous tax period. The details of amendment of any taxable outward supplies done to an unregistered individual from an earlier tax period need to be included in this section. Part 11, Consolidated Statement of Advance Received. Under this section, all the details of advance received and adjusted in the current time period will be included. The result will decrease GST liability while any kind of amendment in advance payment from the previous tax period is recorded here. The table includes the following information to be included. Part 12, Outward Supplies HSNY's Summary. The taxpaying individual will have to consolidate all the taxable supplies through the HSN codes. A significant amount of information is added in this section on the supplies of IGST, CGST and SGST collected. The person making an annual turnover of more than 2.5 crores has an option to fill or not the HSN code here, although the description of those goods is necessary for this head. UQC is the unit quantity code and only accepts a unit of measure which is prescribed by the portal. Part 13, Documents Released in the Tax Period. The sections require all the details of the invoice and its relevant issues in the tax period, revised invoices, credit notes and debit notes. Taxpayers can easily file GST R1 form via Zen GST software. This multifunctional software can help you to file your GST, goods and services tax, return along with its other related GST R forms. The Gen GST software is ultra-secured GST filing software which is developed with the most reliable Java language commonly used in the banking sector, while the software is adaptable to any OS available or running in the market. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at www.blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4072000. Thanks for listening.